close to you. I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for. Something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally. Say goodbye to love. Sing out loud, sing out strong, sing of good things, not bad, sing of happy, not sad.
Wrapping up a set of songs by the Carpenters, and I could just listen to Karen Carpenter's voice all day long. It's just an amazing, amazing voice. I'm noticing that really the women singers that my dad introduced me to all had amazing voices. I mean, Karen Carpenter, Bette Midler, Barbara Streisand, Cher, just really, really great voices. And I think that my appreciation for great voices comes from my dad. So we heard the Carpenters in reverse order. We heard Sing, which, interestingly enough, that Barbara Streisand album I was talking about, the live album that was a fundraiser for McGovern, she also did a medley with Sing in it. So it was all around that same time that song got a lot of airplay. We heard Goodbye to Love, Close to You, and I just love that extended version of Close to You with the sort of fade out and then it comes back in and all the harmonies. It's just great. And we started the set with We've Only Just Begun, wrapping up a set of the music of the Carpenters. So I'm a little conflicted about where to go next. I realize that I'm sort of out of chronological order. I'm going to go back and we're going to look at the fifth dimension for a little bit, and then we'll come forward again and on the timeline as we do this tribute to my dad, Arthur Edelman, who sadly passed away a few weeks ago. All right, let's get started with the fifth dimension here on Something About the Women.
Hey. Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Wow, I love that. I love that. I want to find out more about how to have those conversations because I think it's about time that we all try to understand one another. What about you? Yeah. All right, wrapping up another set. This is a tribute to my dad, who really got me started on my love of music, which ultimately led me to being a host on this show for the last 30-something years. And that was a set by The Fifth Dimension, and something weird happened. So I didn't realize this till I was looking up who wrote all those songs. We heard four songs by the Fifth Dimension, and just by coincidence or for whatever reason, three of them were written by Laura Nyro. Who knew? Who knew? Anyway, those three songs were Time and Love, the one we just heard, which is just a happy, peppy, lovely song, Wedding Bell Blues, and Stone Soul Picnic, all written by Laura Nyro. And Stone Soul Picnic, I love that song, and Jill Sobule does a great cover of that song. If you haven't heard it, you need to go find it. And then the fourth song was One Less Bell to Answer, and that was a Burt Bacharach and Hal David composition. So, as I said, we sort of went a little bit out of order. I think of The Fifth Dimension more sort of late 60s, early 70s, but this is not a chronological tribute. How about that? All right. So as we work through, I have about another half hour or so of the show. We are going to get to some music by Carly Simon, and I would be remiss if I didn't play some more Carole King, because actually we haven't heard from Carole King herself, just songs that she has penned. But my dad was the one who turned me on to Tapestry in 1971 when it came out 50 years ago. So let's do some Carly Simon, and then we'll do some Carole King and see where that puts us, and we'll just keep going until the show clock runs out. All right, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Something About the Women.
All those crazy nights when I cried myself to sleep. Now melodrama never makes me weep anymore, 'cause I haven't got time for the pain. I haven't got room for the pain. I haven't the need. Since I've known you, you showed me how to leave myself behind, how to turn down the noise in my mind. Now I haven't got time for the pain. I haven't got room for the I
And that wraps up a set of Carly Simon songs. Played a lot of Carly Simon for my dad while he was in the hospital. And he really loved her and got to see her in concert, which was great. We heard Boys in the Trees, title track to that album from 1978. If you listen closely, you can hear James Taylor in the background there. We heard the title track to Carly's 1971 album, Anticipation. And speaking of James Taylor, he joined Carly for Mockingbird on her 1974 album, Hotcakes, and also from Hotcakes, Haven't Got Time for the Pain, a big hit for Carly Simon in 1974. All right, so we've got about 17 minutes left. I'm going to move on to Carole King, and we'll see how far we get. But I wanted to thank you all for listening today. I really appreciate it. I needed this sort of musical outlet to talk about the way that my father influenced me musically. He also was a big fan of big band jazz, and I actually played in the jazz band in high school and really loved big band jazz as well. So I thank him for that. And but he really did introduce me to Carole King. He was kind of a hip dad buying Carole King albums back in 1971. So let's hear something from Tapestry here on Something About the Women. Yeah.
take a trip back to the past. Running down the bright night, driving a little too fast. Ooh, I'm counting on you. Sitting on a bar.
And that wraps up a short last set here where I've been paying tribute to my dad, Arthur Edelman, who passed away on June 21st, which happens to be the longest day of the year. And he often would say, now the days are getting shorter, instead of like, we just had all these really long days and they're still going to be pretty long for a while. It's, you know, the longest day of the year was the day that he went out on a high note. So we're leaving this show on a high note with some Carole King. We heard Feeling Sad Tonight from Rhymes and Reasons, Wraparound Joy, the title track to that album from 1974. And I remember my brother, my oldest brother, Mark, bringing me home that album from college, which was really nice of him. And we started that set with Smackwater Jack from Tapestry. And we still have a few more minutes left to go. I'm going to leave you with a medley of songs. This is from Carole King's double set live concert, The Living Room Tour, that she did a number of years ago. And I actually took my dad to that show. We were like in the fifth or sixth row, which was pretty thrilling. And I felt like I was repaying him for introducing me to Carole King all those years earlier. So this is a medley of songs that she wrote with Jerry Goffin is from that tour, which is, I think, the last concert I saw with my dad. It might have been the only concert I ever saw with my dad. I'm not sure. But I want to thank you for indulging me and letting me pay tribute to my dad, Arthur Edelman. He will be sorely missed by everyone who knew him and loved him. And for me, I will carry his memory with me every time I hear some of these songs that he introduced me to. So thanks for listening. I will be back again in early August. I have lots of new music saved up to play for you. I apologize that I have been absent, but I know that Kirsten and Jane have been keeping you entertained with music here on Something About the Women every Saturday. So I will see you again soon in a couple weeks. And thanks for listening. You are, of course, listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And this is Sue saying, have a great weekend from all of us here at Something About the Women.
So these songs, I'm going to do a kind of a medley of some of the songs that I wrote with Jerry Goffin, who was my first husband, my first lyricist, and still a very dear friend. Okay, those of you that don't remember Bobby V doing this song, you might have heard it more recently on a diaper commercial. My tears are falling 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. This was my first hit as an artist. Back in 63, the weather here is just as nice as it can be. Although it doesn't really matter much to me, for all the fun I'll have while you're so far away, it might as well rain until September. Now this one was a hit by Steve Lawrence in the 60s, Donny Osmond in the 70s, and maybe Jay-Z will sample it this year. Go away, little girl. Go away, little girl. It's hurting me more each minute that you delay. When you are near me like this, woke up this morning feeling fine, 'cause there was something special on my